Look, I'm a little bit of around Banks of Africa. We've been around for 44 years, so we've been entrenched in the African market. Like many other payment clearing houses, we started off with checks and grew into the digital payments over time. So we've got a long track record in that. More recently, we've also got involved with the region. So we're the regional clearinghouse for SADC. But this is an exciting time. You know, many countries around the world, both in the developing and developed economies, are looking at redesigning their payment systems and making sure that it's ready for the future. You know, anything that is not real time these days is looked at as old fashioned. So I think for us to be able to deal with the new digital economy, deal with mobile, real time is the way our payment systems need to be built. So this is an exciting time for us to start having a look at the region as a whole, plus the countries within the region, to start saying, how do we look at our national payments design? What are the goals and objectives of, first of all, the public sector, and then what is the private sector goals? And then we start building, not necessarily for the economy we have today, but also for the economy of the future. You know, traditionally, payment systems were built in siloed payment streams. And in the future, I think it's going to be a lot more holistic in its thinking and be able to deal with very many entrants that weren't traditionally there. And our payment systems need to cater for that. And we see the rest of the world is moving that way. And I think the African continent will move that way as well. Well, look, I think we see ourselves as the plumbing of the economy. You know, if that infrastructure isn't in place, economies struggle. And I don't think we here to choose sides. I think anyone that plays in that payment system needs to be accommodated, and whoever the central banks of those countries recognize as part of their payment system need to be accommodated. So whether that's banks or mobile operators or retailers, I think they all have a role to play in the payment system. I think where we've got to do our next level of progression is really to make sure that everyone's catered for, so that there's interoperability between all these closed loop solutions that we see across the continent right now. I think sometimes the phrase disruption's been done a little bit or overdone. You know, if you think about what has happened in countries like Kenya, it's not necessarily that those customers were taken from banks or disrupted from banks. They were just not banked. They were not looked after at all. And the telcos have come in and serviced those people and serviced them effectively for what they need at this point in time. That doesn't mean that that's what they'll need in the future. And how do we create a much more holistic payment system in these countries, plus how do we create it across the region? So as Bankserv, that's where we see we can really contribute. We can use the experience we've gained over the years, and we can help with creating a much more holistic plumbing across the region to be able to accommodate these systems. And hopefully that will lead to also the next stage of development for our continent. Yeah. So you're gonna see I think there's a lot of innovation in that space. But there's still some startling stats that you see that still 95% of retail payments made across the continent are still in cash. So we've still got a long way to go. And I think you know, whatever those channels are and how they develop, there may be some in the future that we don't even know of today that may even be better than QR codes and all these others that you're mentioning. we need to make sure our plumbing can cater for all those and is open enough. And I think that's where you'll see a lot of the new technology starts moving towards open APIs, easy integration, because we need to make it open enough that all these people can play, that we allow the room for innovation on that customer front end and thing. But they shouldn't have to worry about what's happening in the back end. You know, if you look at it, an innovation like Uber, as an example, they've had to adapt to current payment systems in order to facilitate the payments on the back end. But no one catches an Uber and thinks about the payment. They think right. about the ride. Yeah. And I think that's how we all are. Our makeup is, it's about the service we're going to receive and what we're going to do. It's not about the payment. So the payment needs to become seamless, and that whole plumbing needs to become so much more seamless, allowing entrance into it. So look, I think it's a journey. So one of the key projects from a SADC region perspective is the harmonization of payments. So we already have a RAND settlement environment across SADC, and the next phase of that is to have a US dollar settlement mechanism. So that's, those standards have been set, and how we will settle has been set. But I think as BankServe, we have the opportunity of creating a lot of that network and that infrastructure across the region. And I think as we go along, more of this will mature. You know, the high value payment systems across SADC are already starting to see an uptick in volume and gaining traction. But there's a fantastic opportunity around cross-border mobile in that region, you know, where it's still very informal and things like that. There's a lot of cash that still moves cross-border. And unfortunately, it allows for the abuse of the non-banked if we don't start sorting that out. There's a great financial inclusion challenge that we need to solve in our region. So the more we can create that plumbing, create the infrastructure, the better the whole region will be. Yes, so we really are unseen to the customer side. So we work a lot with the various central banks across the region. We work with the banks, with the mobile operators. In fact, we also work with other organizations like the Gates Foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. We're running a project with them at the moment around mobile cross-border in SADC, where we have over 40 participants participating in a pilot around that. So for us, we see ourselves very much as a neutral entity. Our roots are a non-profit maximizing mutual. That's how we see ourselves. So unlike many other companies, we're not in it to make money. We have to be sustainable, but we don't have to rip anyone off. So it's a nice place for us to be and to be trusted by the region and work with them without the threat that we're trying to get money out of them. Well, look, I think we will meet some of the world, but our agenda is twofold. One is there's not a lot of African representation at Cybos. So we have a regional conference in Africa, but not a lot of people come here. So in a way, we carrying the flag for the continent, and we've got a stand here, and we kind of making this the home. So anyone from the continent who wants to come and spend time with us, use it for meetings, we welcome that. So we kind of flying the African flag. The other thing that we're trying to do is advance the discussion around financial inclusion in developing economies. And later in the week, we're going to be running a session about that. And we really want that that conversation to start gaining traction. You know, we have to solve the problems of dual economies in developing markets, and how do people become more financially included? Because we know the more included people become, the more their lives change, and the more they can get transformed. So we've got a worldwide problem of haves and have-nots, and maybe we can play our little part in starting to address that. Well, you should attend our session on Thursday. But look, I think I think some of the key messages is it's not about technology or you know, the people within the country need to have discussions and get on the same page around their goals, and then design for your future economy. Get those things sorted. We so easily get into the tech discussion on how, which tech we should implement, but we haven't sorted out what we want. So I think the more we can start those discussions of making sure you design for the future before you worry about the technology, are important discussions to have. Well, look, I think, yeah, you're 100% right. I think payment systems are about creating a networking effect, and the future payment systems rely more and more on that networking effect. So you, again, like I said earlier, you need to make these open enough to allow people to create their network effects, and eventually, as you put it together, it creates one giant network effect. So I think it's a really important part of that discussion as well. So look, I think across the continent, the e-commerce will pick up. But I think the key of e-commerce is always a very good delivery system that sits behind it. And I think some of our infrastructure across the continent lags a little bit in some of that. So you've got to solve both sides of that problem. You can't just solve the e-commerce payments problem if you haven't sorted out the logistics that sit behind the e-commerce. But it's, again, it's an exciting time for people to be able to do this on their mobiles, whereas long ago they would have needed a computer to do it. So it moves that conversation along. I think fintechs have got a vital part to play in the future services that sit on these payment systems. So I think you'll see more and more fintechs having a look at overlay services and things like that that connect to the national payment system. I think also we've got to realize that new payment systems are not conventional. That many payment systems will revolve around services rather than a payment system on its own right.
Okay.
Yeah, it has to be there. It's got to be open.
Okay.
No, I don't particularly think so. I think a lot will happen out of South Africa. A lot may happen out of Nigeria. I think there are one or two other countries that we may get surprises from, and a lot may happen in them too. I think the key is not who's the biggest economy, but how do we all become bigger, and how do we all develop? And I think there'll be unique fintechs emerging out of a whole lot of different countries. And if we can see a lot of that, then we're developing as a continent. So I'm not too precious about who's the biggest. It's let's rather develop the entire region.